let's do something crazy.
Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Altuve, right field, back there. Bats at the track. He leaps, and it is out. It's off a fan. No, they're saying off of Betts. It is in play. They may be calling it interference. I'm trying to get a read on the right field umpire here. Joe West made a couple of calls. There was a signal to the fan. There was a tap on his wrist. Then there was an out call. And out is the call. Wow.
All right, 98.5, the Sports Sub, with your Toucher and Rich. That was not fan interference, and I'll tell you why. It's because A, the ball was over the fence. B, Joe West had no angle on it. C, any kind of replay they had was some drunken hillbilly security guard that was in front of the camera. And C, I don't believe by pushing your hand you can have a major leaguer squeeze his glove shut.
I think, yeah, I mean, once again, Mookie Betts was moving. So he was jumping, okay, but he's also moving all to right. his left at
all
the
right,
time.
All right, Wallach, come here.
Yeah. Oh, is this time? Are we time? Okay, how are we going to do
science.
This? Because now Fred had a great idea. He goes, there's only one way to handle this, and that is to have our own experiment. And Fred, because he is a man of, he's a man of sport, had a bag full of gloves.
Yeah.
In his car. He's got it right there ready to go.
And by the way, I think what I said about the Little League thing came off wrong. Everyone's playing an even amount of time.
Wait, you're getting a lot of tweets? Hey,
no,
Jack,
no. But I didn't want someone to listen and go, oh, Fred, my kid's going to sit the whole game. That is not the case. Okay. All right, so here's the deal. I will be moving to my left. John, not a slapping motion, a reaching out motion. I'll see if he can make my hand shut.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
One,
okay.
Two.
Hey. Wait. You guys ready? You got the film? You ready to go? This is something that has to be well documented.
All right. What am I doing here? All right, here we go.
All right, I got it. Okay, so Fred is holding up his glove.
All right, here I go.
John is over here by the window. Now, John, are you just going to jump into his glove?
No, the guy didn't jump.
You jumped, then you have to jump into him.
I will jump into his glove.
The motion was this, Rich. Can we get this right now?
Okay.
The motion was this, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it was up, straight, and then to the right, or to the left, whatever. So it's up like that.
Back and to the left.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm ready for science.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
Not a chance.
Definitive.
Didn't move my hand.
Definitive.
Are you on my side a little bit now?
I didn't see if the glove closed.
The glove didn't do anything.
No. It stayed wide open. It stayed wide open.
Okay, stayed wide open.
Wide open. Did not budge.
Okay.
It didn't budge.
As I was saying, it did not budge.
All right, here we go.
Fred had his hand wide open.
I'm catching the ball's coming.
And then he pushed me, and I still didn't close the glove. I didn't close the glove!
I got John, you...
Is this convincing anybody?
Yes, it's convincing the science world. You need a Reagan Bush 84 hat on your head in order to make
Bird,
it...
Bird, did that, move, did that move my glove at all?
Where's Jamelli
20? Oh, yeah. Proven things. You can't make a major leaguer squeeze his glove by pushing it.
I think we saw
you can last night. It's exactly what happened.
It's impossible.
He just did it to me. The guy's hand got bent backwards when he hit that.
His hand got bent backwards.
Yeah, but you know he's coming and you're flexing your hand over.
So if I jump into the crowd, I don't know a hand's coming? Okay, here. I'll loosen my hand. Go.
Okay. Yeah.
Here, my hand's loose.
Experiment number two. Fred
first
Toucher
of all, my hand wouldn't be loose.
Loosening his hand.
First of all, my hand wouldn't be loose. You non-athletic jabronis. Because
soft hands, Fred.
My glove's going to be open to field the ball. I'm not going to have my hand all relaxed.
No. To make it work, you have to run as fast as Mookie Betts was at the time. So can you start at the other end of the studio?
I'm getting out of the way.
Could you start at the other end of the studio and then run?
I'm not
run
running around like that.
But it's science's sake. Then you're saying
science. I'm not carrying on like an idiot in here. I will do it
I think
more
we're
time.
Way past that.
This is proving my point, Dan.
Without a full Mookie Betts
definitive
sprint.
Definitive in Fred's corner. Definitive.
Without a full Mookie Betts sprint. There's no
I'm
science
not running
here.
Around. I'm not your trained ape.
Well,
I'm not.
Clown,
well, then we do not have a good enough control group then. This is something.
Wait, I would take that from
I'm not taking it from him. All right, here we go.
So what's different now?
I don't know what's different. We just did it twice.
All right, so it's improved my...
Well, you, loose hand. We have to do it with a loose hand.
I'm not doing it with a loose hand because there's no way you... What, he went up with, like, a nice relaxed hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You don't know. That's why you have to experiment.
Soft hands, moron, when you're taking a ground ball.
Of course. I just
if I jump into this, you know what I want is my glove nice and narrow to go field that ball. Here. Please. All right, don't
come
let
on,
me
go. We need a soft hand.
Late time's over.
Actually, Wallach's built more like Mookie Betts. Maybe Wallach needs to be the one with the glove. We just need to ram into him.
Bird, are you going to put that up on the old Soch?
So is that it?
I don't know what else I could possibly
do. Social bounce, my friend. Social bounce.
I don't even know what else I could possibly do.
No, I think we've proven it definitively.
So you agree he squeezed his glove, that his glove was not squeezed shut.
Okay. Two things. First of all, the overall overriding thing is whether or not the glove was open or closed doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. But since we're proving this point for you, I obviously could not close your glove, Fred. And I tried to do so.
Here we go. The comments coming in. Does Fred understand that Mookie was running like 20 miles per hour? Probably Newton's third law. How can he disregard it? Fred is a disgrace to science. We need impartial people involved. Fred is too biased and Wallach is too much of a nerd.
Oh, all right.
Does Fred realize the fact he knows it's coming changes the entire experiment? It was a flimsy interference call.
He put his hand into the crowd.
But you can clearly see the guy causes Betts' glove to close.
God. You guys are all morons. I'll listen. Is it debatable?
So
any of this?
Fred.
Yes. Hang on. Is any of this debatable? Obviously. But you cannot tell me that guy made his glove squeeze like that. He was making a motion for the ball. He thought he had the ball, and he mistimed it.
So he said, Fred, back and to the left. Back and to the left.
That's right.
Back and to the left.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's what we're doing.
It was a Seinfeld reference that people in the room did not get, but that's okay.
No, I get it. It was Aaron Hernandez, or not Aaron Hernandez. It's Keith Hernandez spitting incident.
Yeah.
Justin, go ahead.
Hey guys, how's it going? Now, I got a question. What kind of glove are you using?
He was using an outfield glove.
Was it an outfield glove? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen how big Mookie's glove is and how tiny he is?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a good chance that's a wobbly glove outside his actual.
I've had this glove for 15 years, so it's well broken in.
Wear and tear in it. Okay.
Yeah, it's well broken in.
I'm just thinking about it. I mean, he's got a small hand, and that glove is huge. There's a good chance that guy, that drunk behemoth of a man, could push that ball.
Now all of a sudden he's John Henry.
That's right.
All of a sudden he's
the brawny man,
the mightiest man on the planet.
Here we have another theory. Fan didn't make Mookie close his glove. It stopped Mookie's glove from opening. So Mookie closed his glove in the wrong place.
Huh?
That was the theory.
I don't
He's reaching for it, and his glove ran into the hand.
All I know is that at some point during the show today, you both speculated that the gentleman in the stands had closed Mookie's glove.
Yeah.
Ran into it, yes.
No. Closed it.
Yeah, because Mookie was running one way, and the guy pushed on the other part of the glove, and it closed it.
There's no way it closes exactly it like that. It doesn't close it like that.
Somebody said, Fred, this isn't even debatable. His entire body was flying through the air. Simulate that, Fred, or there is no science.
What, I have to be jumping in the air?
You have to be running at least.
Without Wallach having the enthusiasm of a fan wanting a ball and Tutcher having Mookie's momentum, it doesn't have the same impact.
You can't make especially a major leaguer, you cannot make them shut their glove like that.
What if he was efforting
at the ball?
What if Mookie felt contact and thought the ball hit his glove and that's what made him close his glove?
Oh, well, good. That's on him.
This gentleman says, I was always taught to close the glove as soon as you feel contact.
By the way, Chad on line 5, we should take one of these. We should take one of these because there are people supporting you, Fred. Because now that
I can take it because it's not on hold. Yeah,
put him on hold, Bird. Come on.
Chad, go ahead.
I think that you're right, Fred, but I think that what happened was the player hit his glove, didn't force it to close, but like your reflex as a player or your muscle memory, something hits your glove, you close it.
And from the side? From the side? And he's tracking the ball. I mean, he's looking at the ball. See, I disagree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Something hitting it from the side makes you close your glove.
I've had about 50 tweets from Matthew Slater.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Did someone say science? How can you have an experiment without me? Let me grab my new Bunsen burner. I'm particularly excited to try. I could be there in 20.
Well, I don't wonder you missed the walkthrough or whatever's going on today.
Somebody said you're leaving out the Socrates method in your science experiment.
Well, oh, yeah.
I'll build a fence. All right, we will return. We'll have Dave Richard on. We'll take a slight break from this compelling...
Where's the video? We need the video.
All right. Bird just occurred. The
bird's on it.
He's got it.
Yeah.
All right, Dave Richard, fantasy football guru, will join us in just a moment.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Ridge. One thing I want to know is, am I being accused of trolling because of my views on the Mookie Betts sketch?
No. I think most people realize you're sincere. No. Listen, I've known you for I don't know how many years.
Lots of years.
That's one thing that you are not a troller. When you say things, you honestly believe them.
I do.
Even though they can be completely wrong, like this one.
Fair enough.
But I can't argue with science. We did have a very...
Bird's Johnny on the spot. He's going to get that thing up within the next couple days.
I think it might be up now. I will try to put that up.
Okay. Fantasy football with Dave Richard is brought to you by Nissan. Nissan.
What?
I'm watching the video right now.
Are you really?
So Fred's got his hand up, and then Wallach like pushes it, and the hand just goes up, just into the air. He just like pushes it upwards.
Oh, is that what I did?
Oh, yeah. No, you knock science. Into it, and Fred just lifts his hand.
Oh, is that what happened? Oh, I thought the science experiment was not complete.
Well, no, because you told me that I was jumping.
Yeah, but you're jumping into him, like sideways.
But I have to reach out.
The thing we didn't factor in is that the fan was higher than Betts. You're taller than me, and we started on even ground, so it's not an effective experiment.
All right, then, okay, when we come back from Dave Richard, you can stand on the desk, and I will run at you.
Yeah, this has to happen. Yes,
that's fair.
You stand on the desk.
Okay.
Fred will run full speed.
Sure.
And then we'll see if the club closes.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, fantasy football with Dave Richard is brought to you by Nissan. Nissan driven to excite. Hello, Dave.
I feel like I'm, like, interrupting something brilliant from happening.
I wouldn't say that, but we are in the midst of something.
We have to
science.
Say, we're getting real science teachers, by the way, who are reaching out to us to try to make this, like, a more accurate experiment. In the meantime, while you guys are talking to Dave Richard, Dave, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to set up the room to make it more accurate.
All right, okay, that's fair.
All right, Dave, I am in a situation where I am missing, and as I imagine a lot of people are, because I imagine a lot of people have Antonio Brown. I would imagine a lot of people have, what is that guy from Green Bay over there? What do I got there?
Cobb?
Adams.
Oh, Devontae Adams.
Yeah, and so who, if I'm in a deep league full of good players, what receivers are out there that I could tread water with?
I don't know if you're going to be able to still get him, but Taylor Gabriel of the Chicago Bears has been getting a lot of targets over the past couple of weeks, and he has back-to-back 100-yard games, and he's taken on the Patriots, who just got shellacked by Tyreek Hill on Sunday night. I'm sure that Chicago is going to deploy Gabriel in a similar way. Believe it or not, he's at least a flex and maybe even a number two fantasy wide receiver. So if you can get your mitts on him, I think he'd be good. A lot of people dropped Marquise Goodwin. He really broke out last week with C.J. Beathard. It hasn't been consistent with Beathard and Goodwin, but if he's right, and Beathard has proven to be actually pretty serviceable this year as a quarterback, I think Marquise Goodwin is someone that fantasy owners could really dig into. Of course, there's still Chester Rogers of Indianapolis. He's their slot receiver. Not a great matchup for him this week against Buffalo, but the volume has been there. I like him a lot better in PPR than non-PPR. And Albert Wilson in Miami has been getting a lot of targets. He's been making good plays with them. I don't think he's going to have two touchdowns and 100 million yards like he had last week, but each of his last three games, at least four catches, decent yards after that. I'd say he's probably more of a safer play in PPR than non-PPR. And I'll give you one more. Cole Beasley in Dallas had a lot of targets last week. We've seen Dallas lean on Beasley a little bit more.
All right. And Beasley's probably not around in many leagues. Do you think?
No, but Rodgers will be there. Rodgers will be there. He's like 80% unowned.
Who is Rodgers?
And then I got one more receiver, but I'm saving him until the end.
Oh!
For the question.
What Rodgers was it? Did you like?
Chester.
Chester.
He's not on here.
Indianapolis. Not there?
Nah.
Okay.
Someone owns them already? This league you're in, everybody owns, but maybe not this guy that I've got at the end.
Oh, no, he's available.
All right. Well, you got me going. Let's talk about the flex positions and let's talk about tight ends. There seems to be a lot of concern about what's going on in the tight end position.
Well, it's because it's very top heavy. We've got three big studs. You know about Gronk. You know about Kelsey. You know about Zach Ertz. And Eric Ebron, believe it or not, has really done great things after leaving Detroit. Went on to Indianapolis, and it's just a regular target for Andrew Luck. He's getting end zone targets each week. He's getting end zone catches. Those are called touchdowns. Eric Ebron is coming through. But Austin Hooper has started to step up the last couple of weeks. And with Atlanta's receiving core banged up, Calvin Ridley not 100%, Mohamed Sanu not 100%, Hooper could end up continuing this trend of getting lots of targets, lots of catches, decent amount of yards. And the same can be said with David Njoku. I think Njoku is certainly somebody who's going to continue to get a lot of targets from Baker Mayfield. We saw that one coming. Mayfield leaned on his tight end in college. Now he's doing it in the pros. If you need a sleeper tight end this week, let's start with C.J. Uzama in Cincinnati. He's taken on the Chiefs. Fantasy players always typically gravitate toward that matchup against Kansas City, because their defense is so bad, and this week is no exception. Ricky Seals-Jones had a really good game last week. I think he could do all right tonight against Denver. And then this is just, you saw Nick O'Leary get some work last week for the Dolphins. He's probably their best tight end. I would imagine that he's somebody that if you're really in a pinch, you can go with him as your starter this week.
All right. And is there any quarterback matchups that you're in love with today?
Listen, I love what Mitchell Trubisky has done over his last two games, 9 touchdown passes, and it was against some pretty weak defenses. I think the Patriots defense does have some holes in it that can be exposed, and I think Trubisky is going to continue to throw the ball out. You know, we've seen Tariq Cohen get some nice numbers the last couple of weeks. A lot of it's because he's catching the ball out of the backfield. That's a dimension that Chicago has kind of uncovered, and I would imagine that that's going to be a headache for the Patriots to deal with this week. I like Trubisky as a top 12 quarterback. I like him better than Stafford. Like him better than Phillip Rivers. Like him better than Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's a guy I want to stay away from. He's not at 100%. He's taking on Jacksonville in Jacksonville. That's going to be a hard game for him. And then if you're still streaming quarterbacks, you need somebody and you can't get your hands on Trubisky, I think Joe Flacco comes into play. I think C.J. Beathard, Baker Mayfield are also good options. The nice thing about Mayfield, he's taking on Tampa Bay. That secondary is terrible. They just fired their defensive coordinator. Mayfield might get his first game with 20-plus fantasy points this week.
So you're a fan of Baker Mayfield?
In general, absolutely. For fantasy this week, I'd still rather have Trubisky or Flacco, but he'd be behind those guys. I'd take Mayfield ahead of C.J. Beathard. I'd take him ahead of Eli Manning. I think Eli's just toast.
All right, A.J., your question for Mr. Dave Richard.
Hey, David. My question is, I'm actually in a pretty good set for wide receivers right now. I have Hill, Woods, Tyler Boyd, and Keenan Allen. I'm just wondering, for this week, because Keenan Allen's going to the London, do you sit him? And also, do I look to try to trade one of those, or do I try to keep all 4 of those guys?
I'm going to keep you can always try and consolidate your strength, which is, it sounds like, your wide receivers to help you out in another position. As for Keenan Allen, he's playing a lot. He's getting a decent amount of targets. He's not finding the end zone. He's not getting 100 yards. And I don't love his specific matchup this week against the Titans. I know Tennessee's allowed a lot of numbers to wide receivers, but it's been the burners on the outside of the formation, down the sideline of the field. Malcolm Butler's been getting torched in Tennessee, but I don't think Melvin Gordon's going to have a huge game against the Titans. They are just inept offensively. They can't put points on the board. This is one of the reasons why I don't like Phillip Rivers. I don't think he's going to have to throw that much in this game in London. Keenan Allen is still ranked as a number 2 wide receiver for me, but it's a low-end guy, 24th, and he might slide out of there now that I look at guys like Sterling Shepard and Sammy Watkins, Devin Funchess, and Taylor Gabriel ranked behind him. It's a close call in non-PPR, but I think Keenan Allen is just struggling so badly right now that fantasy owners might want to try and put somebody in the lineup that's got a little bit more upside.
All right, Dave, you've been saving this. Who will excite fantasy owners this week? It's brought to you by Nissan Driven to Excite.
Fred, this is going to blow your mind. Are you sitting down? Are you ready for this, buddy?
I'm sitting down, baby. Let's go.
The sleeper of the week is a receiver you know very well, Willie Snead. Taking on his former team, the New Orleans Saints, at home, been getting a lot of targets in the last couple of weeks. It's a revenge game. I'm sure that he'd like to score on them. Say, hey, remember me, guys? Yeah, that's right. I just scored a touchdown on your ass.
Willie Snead, how dare you?
Seven catches, 60 yards, way better in PPR. He's actually given you double digits in PPR each of the last 3 weeks. If you are in a major jam at wide receiver this week, Snead is where you will feel the need. Go get him. Pick him up. He's available everywhere because no one really wanted to trust this guy. But I think the Ravens beat the Saints, and I think Willie Snead will be a part of it.
And so you're like him better than Rodgers and Wilson, eh?
I'm not going to go that far.
All right. I definitely
think that he's certainly in the conversation. Depends on your league scoring.
All right. You can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon Eastern, which I guess I could just say noon here, on CBS Sports News streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. For the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis, it's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com. HQ.com, yeah. Or the free CBS Sports app. Thank you so much, Dave Richard. Look forward to talking to you next week.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the hell's going to go on as soon as I hang up the phone with you guys, because it sounds like there's mayhem about to go down in your studio.
Mayhem? We call it science.
All right. So, Dave, thank you. Again, to reset, I, with every fiber of my being, believe that Mookie Betts, that the Houston Astros got screwed on that play. Now, do I think it cost them the game? I didn't say that. But I'll give you my three reasons. One, Country Joe West was way out of position. Two, when they looked for a definitive camera angle, there was a stupid security guard in front of it. Three, he had his hand over the fence. And four, you physically could not shut a outfielder's glove by having your hand up.
Okay.
And we're testing that last one.
Well, that's the thing. Is it Fred says you can't. In the video, it looks like it absolutely happened to me.
No, he squeezed his glove shut. You cannot push a glove and make a grown man's hand shut.
Well, you and Kate Upton agree. She was tweeting very angrily last night with the same opinion you have. However,
very upset about the backlash she received on Twitter.
She is.
She was oblivious to the fact that that might happen after she posted it.
Many people very upset with how the experiment went. They said there were too many variables that were not accounted for. You were standing there. Wallach just walked into you and you lifted your arm up.
All right. Well, Wallach walking into me is far more severe than what happened on that play.
No. So they said
that guy was standing there.
You were too tall. They're saying that Wallach needs less.
I have to be taller than you.
So I can't help my immense size.
So we're going to recreate it, and we're going to have Wallach is going to be standing on this console right here at an elevated level.
All right.
And you are going to be running full speed into Wallach.
Well, then what if he falls?
Then it would be funny.
I see.
He's not going to fall because science says he won't.
All right, I'll be on my knees on the console. How's that?
I'm still taller than you.
Your knees? Oh. Yeah, you would be still taller, I think.
So you'll
need to stand. Fred's going to have to run full speed and jump, and by the way, while it's happening, I'm going to have to throw you a ball.
The ball has absolutely nothing to do with it.
I think it does because it loosens your hand up.
I'm with Fred on this one.
The ball doesn't matter. And second of all, you can pay for all the crap that we'd break.
Especially when I impale myself on that console
listen,
over
you
there.
Know, you
don't need a ball. The
you
ball
prove
has
a few laws,
to...
you break it through a few lights, all right? That's just the way it works.
The ball is not something that needs to be factored in at all.
The video is up on our Twitter account, at TouchOfRich. I'm trying right now to get it on our Instagram, but I'm having a few issues. But
okay.
Yeah, so we will get the reaction to that, but we will finally do this right after the break.
All right, so here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Altuve, the play, and that is slapped to right field. Back goes Betts at the wall, leaping, and oh my goodness, it looks like a fat fan with fat, stubby fingers just got in the way of that one. Wow, and you hate to see that in baseball and these disgusting, gross fans like these fat get in the way of this play. We are going to wait for, speaking of fat people, Joe West to make his way onto the field to make this call here as there is some debate by the dugout. I mean, holy shit, look at this, like a little leapfrog, jumps over the fence, and obviously big man in the orange got in the way of that one. Altuve is ripped, excuse my language. They've made their decision, and oh boy, it's an out.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Jose Altuve robbed of a home run yesterday. A ball clearly over the fence. I show Wallach.
Not clearly.
I show Wallach the evidence. He just keeps denying. Joe West was out of position.
Using facts to support my argument. Joe West, how dare I?
Do you agree that if Joe West called that a home run, it would have stood?
Sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, because it's
tough to overturn. I didn't say it was definitive.
Was Joe West in position to make that call?
No.
Okay.
We discussed this.
All right.
I said, looking at all the replays, I said there's no definitive way you can say that Betts is arm was over the wall, just like there's no definitive way you can say that the fans were leaning
there
over.
There is something definitive, is that a bunch of simpletons have said that this fan closed Mookie Betts' glove.
And I would be one of those simpletons, yes. As Mookie was running to the left, the fan put his hand out and it closed his glove.
And you cannot close a outfielder's glove by touching it.
Which, once again, we saw it yesterday.
No, so it didn't happen. He misread the ball.
He felt contact. That's what the baseball people are telling me. He felt contact, so he closed the glove.
All right. Well, so he felt contact on the left side of the webbing of his glove?
Yes, exactly.
And then so he goes, that's a good time to shut it.
I'm repeating what the baseball people are telling me.
Okay, he shut his glove.
The people
on his
in
own.
Baseball ops across this great land of ours.
I can assure you there's no one that's played baseball in the last 2 years that would tell you that a fan could shut his glove
Well, listen, all I know is that we have tried to do this the science route, and we had an experiment that I think was not a fair experiment, an accurate depiction of what actually happened. We put the video out earlier. Fred said, I'm going to prove to you that no one can just close a guy's glove. So Fred stood there. John Wallach ran up and pushed on Fred's arm, and Fred lifted his arm up, and he goes, there, we have solved it. And there's been many people saying that's not the case.
Many people are disagreeing.
They were saying that the person, like John Wallach, needed to be at a above the glove.
Okay, I'm looking at that video, and he ain't that much above him. He's to the side of him, correct, John?
And Mookie got some air. He was up there, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he was to the side of the gentleman who's been accused of shutting his glove. He was not jumping into the guy's hand. He had already jumped.
He was hanging there.
Yeah.
And the guy's hand.
Now, was it an athletic feat? Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, one thing that is definitely something that needs to be experimented is the speed of Mookie Betts. Like, he was running full speed.
So Fred has to run very fast into me so I could go break something here in the studio? Is that what you're telling me?
Steve, go ahead. I can answer all questions. Steve, go ahead.
Freddie T in the place to be. Ooh, Pali. Hey.
But
I love you, but I have a question for you. Do your fingers go all the way to the top of the baseball glove?
No.
Well, then how can you, assume that the top of the glove wasn't what was being closed?
Because he closed the entire glove.
No, but that doesn't matter. When you're trying to catch a baseball, do you have your fingers spread all the way out and jacked wide open as hard as you can? Or are you playing loosey-goosey and trying to, slap at the ball?
The mitt doesn't come down past my the bottom of my hand. I mean, my bottom of my hand is exposed. I don't have a novelty mitt or anything. I mean, the mitt is an outfield mitt. I've had for 15 years.
You're being a silly goose.
I'll tell you.
You know it was a catch. Good.
What?
Somebody said to be really accurate, you need a true Goober fan to interfere. Is Sarge available?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get to the science.
All right, where do you want everybody?
Wallach, you need to be standing right here.
Standing there. All right.
Okay.
All right, so John is moving to stand towards the console.
And Fred, he's getting up on the console. There you go. Okay, standing up.
This is really a bad idea.
No, this is science. I bet Einstein said this is a bad idea. I bet Tesla.
This is a bad idea.
I bet Jeff Wheel,
there's no way he can do it.
Ben Franklin said, hey, listen, I'm going to take this kite out.
Why don't you squat?
Because
you can squat and keep balance. He can't stand up there. There's too much crap up there. Yeah, all right, there you go. That's fair enough.
CSI toucher here.
All right, that's fair enough. And you know what? I'll run with my knees kind of bent.
Okay.
All right. So to make it. All right. Here we go. I'm a catcher, so
So you're your cat? Yes, here. Yeah, you're a catcher squatting. Okay, and so you're in a catcher squat. Now here, walk over, Fred. I just want to make sure where your glove is compared to where. But he has to jump and he has to be running towards you. So you need to get a little more elevated, John.
He can.
He's squatting all the way down, like he's like using a potty. Come on, get up, stand up. That's okay. That's good.
We good?
All right. No. Hang on. Fred, that's not nearly enough.
Now no one's on the radio.
Well, I know.
Now no one's on a microphone.
They can hear us. Hang on.
No, they can't hear us. You have to be on a microphone.
Okay. So, Fred, you do not have enough running space. Because that's what?
Well, just start out in the hallway.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I was going to have him start at this corner and kind of run a lap around it.
No.
But you need to start in the hallway.
This is so... It's still not
going to
shut
my You're the one who wanted to do science, and I'm with you, Fred. I agree.
There are about 8 things that could go wrong with this.
Yes, I know.
Most of them to me.
Okay. So, Fred, here's what's going
to
happen.
I'm the one who told you not to stand up.
Go down to Mary Mena's office. I want you to go all the way down to the corner.
And you are not slapping at the mitt. You are pushing the mitt.
He is going to push it.
You're fighting for a ball.
But you got to give a champion effort here if you want to make this work.
Yes, okay.
All right. I want you to go down...
To Mena's
all the way to Mena's office, because that's the only way you're going to be able to recreate the speed of Mookie and the power.
I'm not Adolfo, Rich. I'm not going to just blindly follow
you. Do you want to do this for the sake of science or not?
First of all, he didn't run that far. And second of all, he had stopped.
No,
he took a couple steps and jumped.
Yes, I guess.
Okay, so at least go halfway to Mary Mena's office.
I'm not going to Mary's office.
Where are you
going
to go?
I'm going to come from here.
That's not, dude, that's 10 feet. Well, 12 feet, 13. Okay, good. He's going a little further down. All right, I will, Fred, I will yell when I want you to come down here. Hang on. Okay, so John is perched. Are you ready to push? Okay, he's perched with his knees down on the console.
Do we have an ambulance on speed dial for this?
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right, now, am I throwing him a ball? No. I'll tell you when to come.
There's no ball.
There's no ball. It doesn't have anything to do with anything.
It does. It's because you're going to keep
it. It has nothing to do with the ball.
Your hand is not going to be relaxed enough if you're not getting thrown a ball.
I know how to catch a baseball, Rich.
It's not how to catch it. It's what
I know how to catch a baseball.
You can't have iron hand if you know a ball is being thrown at you.
The ball does nothing but break things.
Listen, if you want to take that factor out of it.
All right, tough guy. You go. You throw it.
I'm not the one who wanted to do the experiment.
No. You throw a ball, and then...
Okay, all right.
Get the ball.
Mary
and everyone at NBC Sports, I got nothing to do with the ball situation.
Now we're talking.
All that's going to happen is that there's 55 lights and cameras in here and television screens, and the ball has nothing to do with the experiment.
And they will all applaud you because of the grants we're going to get for our amazing science that we have proven today. Bird.
Or hits me in the face.
Bird, give me a ball.
Or hits me in the face. The face.
Oh, come on. I'm like 2 feet from you. I'm not going to hit you in the face. Maybe. All right. You're ready?
You're not even the right way.
Okay, I'll stand over there.
But you need to be on a microphone,
stupid.
Well, then
what? Can you stand on that sill over there?
What are you talking about?
Just get out of here with your stupid...
You?
Okay. You're milking this too much.
Run
here I go.
Facing me and I'll throw the ball.
All right.
All right. When I say go...
Wait a minute. Milking it. Just let me do it.
When I say go...
Wait.
No,
I'll go.
He's not facing the right way.
I am. Like this.
No, he's got to come back towards me this way.
Want me that?
Okay.
Here we JT, go.
JT, you throw the ball. JT, one of our sales guys.
You're not throwing the
yes,
ball.
JT can throw the ball.
He's not throwing the ball.
Look at this guy. He's extremely athletic. He can throw a ball. Here we go.
JT, you go over there.
You throw the ball.
Underarm.
Bird, are you getting all this? Okay.
We do this once.
I'll say on your mark, get set, go. All right, ready? Go down the hall. Go down the hall.
Shut up. Go.
You're 2 feet from the guy. All right, if we're going to do it, let's do it right. Go, just go halfway down the hall.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not moving anymore.
All right. Let's just do this. Let's finish
all right,
it.
Ready?
The ball is so stupid.
Of course it is. Look who's in charge.
Come on your mark, get set, go.
Oh! I'm protecting myself.
Hang on, no. Dude, you skipped into him. You skipped. That in no way recreates the speed of Mookie Betts.
All right. What one point was funny is now is run its course. You see how necessary the ball was now.
Yes. The ball was very unnecessary. But to be fair, we told him about 30 times it was unnecessary before we did it. So.
Yes. All right. So I've grown tired.
Science!
Again, the glove was not moving.
No, Fred. Go down to Mary's office.
Yeah, right. Okay, just start ordering me around.
Guys, here we go.
No. Go down to Mary's office.
No.
Well, then you have proved nothing this morning, Fred.
That's right.
You have proved nothing.
You're clearly wrong.
I proved that I'm not taking orders from anyone.
So he said, have Fred sit in an office chair and extend his glove overhead. Then have Bird, Wallach, and Nick stand behind the chair and push the chair into Wallach and company and toss the ball at the same time. That might be the way to go.
Again, I don't understand. Well, no. I think the way to go is to talk to Danny Ainge.
That's probably a smart move.
And I think that the ball is, I'm going to probably lose it now, and I need it. And
JT took the ball, right?
No, he didn't.
Oh, no, there it is. Okay, I got it.
All right. We'll talk to Danny Ainge at 9 o'clock. Toucher and Rich. 985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, so Bird didn't get our experiment on.
Bird, you didn't get the video.
What did he get?
No. He says Mike. His answer is Mike got it. Mike was in here in the control room.
What? But the whole reason you were in the room was to videotape our science experiment. You didn't get it.
After all that.
What was he doing?
He says he got it.
No, you got literally the second Fred knocks into walk and none of the running or anything. Like, literally, it's a 2-second video.
Away.
What?
The sales gentleman was in the way.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
You... Oh, Bird.
Lockout has a video of it.
But he's in the other room.
Yeah, but he's got Fred running and everybody. It's perfect.
All right. Well, I will take that. I just can't. I don't understand how you were here the entire break.
Because when you're trying to video something at a ballpark, you want to sit the next section over instead of right next to the guy.
The one thing we ask you to do is make a video, and he sends it. He's like, oh, yeah, I got the video. And I get it. I open it up, and it's the split second Fred. Like, there's no, it's boxing to walk. And that's
I just like that people are, like, super pissed at me.
That is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
How can they be pissed? How can they possibly be pissed? You have an opinion. We tried to prove it scientifically, and that's all that happened.
Well, the part of it was proven scientifically and will not be redone because I think that's enough.
I've already done it twice.
Yeah. I think our conversation about the catch.
I think we're,
I think it's run out of a little steam. All right, I'll take Kyle, and then this is, and then that's it. I mean, we've done a whole show after about a catch. Kyle, go ahead.
Hey guys, hey.
Hey.
So I might be able to, like, it's not science, it's more instinct. So anything that hits that glove is going to be the ball, and players just, they automatically close their glove once something hits it because it's usually the ball, even when they commit an error or whatnot. So the fan probably hit the glove. And then Mookie closed it thinking it was the ball because that's just his instinct to do so. So it's just a giant
gray. So if someone comes from my left side and hits the outside of my glove, I'm going to shut it?
Well, you would think it's the ball.
Well, then why would I close my glove? Because then the ball wouldn't be in my glove.
Like, even when you see, like, went on Devers' error the other night. Like,
well, let's not compare Betts to Devers.
It hits.
Devers doesn't know how to play third base. So let's...
I know, but I'm just saying the natural instinct is if even like fat guys in softball leagues, when they run into each other, looking up at a pop fly, they still close their glove.
That I had never noticed.
They still close their glove thinking that they're going to catch it, even though they just hit another guy.
But they're looking up at the ball, and they're closing their glove as the ball comes down.
Yeah.
I don't think that the momentum of hitting each other is what makes the ball fall out. But I'll tell you what, if I'm tuckered out, I've tuckered out of this
conversation. Hitting each other?
What?
Who is hitting each other in the outfield?
Oh, God, I'm not doing it. I'm backing out for the Danny Ainge interview. I think it's so funny. People are like, ah, screw you. Go back to Detroit.
Someone said, never trust a guy in a Magnum PI hat.
That's what
you're wearing.
That's what I am wearing.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Someone got on me on Instagram because I have my 99X fleece on from 20 years ago.
It's cold in the studio.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Danny Ainge will join us. Perhaps he can share some of his science expertise with us.
He did play baseball.
He did.
Yep.
And he might have watched the game last night.